the street.
With all your knives.
Well, it was about, I guess it was about 13 or 15 feet. It was a bunch. So we were, Vince probably decided, I don't know, something happened at the bar the night before or sometime, that some altercation with these white bikes. So we were going, it was the next night we had this party, and we said, well, we're going to take this shit. We're going out there to kick ass. Walking down the street. Walking down the street, right? So it was, we figured it was kind of late, we figured it was take too long to walk to the bar. This bar was maybe on, Washington or somewhere, downtown somewhere. So we're going to catch a cab. So we spread.
That's cute.
That's the story, listen. We're, this is in the Fruit Belt, so. Used to be a bar on Michigan and High Street. And two Madison cabs out there, right? So we're just going to get in these cabs. And this man's going to take us where we want to go. And these are these like big cabs. They have these little seats that you fold out, you know. So we got to jam in these two cabs. And the guy said, I can't take you. There's too many people. So I said, oh yeah, you gotta take us. So one of these deadheads was with us, was drunk, right? Every night she was drunk, she had a problem. And I realized that she had, the guy, the cab driver had jumped, this another cab, he had jumped out the car. She was chasing him down the street with a knife, right? God, what is happening there? By this time, the other guy's on his knife thing calling the police. Call the police. Everybody stay with me. So everybody split up, right? So it was me. Me and five other women. We're going to run down Michigan. We used to start running. This woman said, quick, follow me. I used to live over here. I'm the old shepherd, right? So of course we follow, right? We run through this yard. It's a fence 8 feet tall right in this yard, right? Oh, God. I did not believe this. Because I thought we had gotten away, right? I cannot believe it. So, by this time, the cops came fast. It was like the house, there was no house behind it. It was like this house in the backyard, and then there was the next street, right? So where the fence was, you could see the cop cars coming. Lights and stuff. And we tried to turn around, but they were also on this street, right? Mm-hmm. And I said, freeze! We're just throwing knives and shit away. God damn it, Russell. God damn it. So, I was going to whip her ass that night. Follow me, I know the shortcut. So we get in that. It was five of us. So we get in the cop car, and we'll take us down number four. Then I was mad too, because I thought everybody else had gotten away. Because they had, just so happened this black cab had come along and picked them all up, right? So they took us down to the police station. Got there. Everybody was there. The cops said, stop this cab, you know, and so it was like, all this so they put us in these cells down there. A couple of people walked out of there, though. So I went and she, her in the cab, the black cab driver, and this cop went in the room, and then was standing there going up the ground, but they probably paid him off. This other woman. Jerry Jones, who used to be the dyke. Oh. Why you steering? Yeah. She was, boy, she had Dane falling in the aisles, I'm telling
were
you.
Were
no, she was just a, anyway,
Are you kidding me? She's gonna fall for anybody, they fall for
her. Anyway, okay, so they put us in a little back room back there, then they put us, oh, we stayed in there, I don't know what the time was, just maybe a half hour or so. I said, okay, you guys, let's go, they gotta take us downtown. I'm not sure where we went, though, because it was like, 3 o'clock in the morning, so I went to number one, I think. Anyway, we put us in this paddy wagon. So we're sitting there. By this time, the realization was sinking in on everybody. Because everybody was 18 and 19, you know, still living at home. Then you got to call your mother, right? Except it was, let's see, Ann Hubbard was there. She was like in her 30s and a couple of them older, but most of us were think these cops are from the firecrackers back here in the city.
Because
they were what? Throwing firecrackers back in the back of the Cadillac, and we were sitting right there, you know, just, that was real big fun. So, we went down, there in the morning, they gave us our beds. Some people got beds. I had a board that was maybe this long and a blanket that had some kind of animals in it, because the next day I was just like, you know, all these bumps and shit. Something had eaten me alive. And it was so funny. It was, it's funny now. But we had individual cells, and we were taking belts off and shoes. Mm-hmm. And we started singing church songs. It was like death row. <wrong. laughs> And passing cigarettes. Mm-hmm. He was crying, so he was really hard. Don't cry, everything's going to be right. One woman gave her name. She gave the wrong name. And I don't know how our mothers found out we were there then, because we hadn't had anybody, you know, unless the two women on the left called me. She gave the wrong name. Her mother came down right away to get her. But she gave the wrong name, so she couldn't get her. Yeah. Yeah, she was there. Okay, so this was about 3 o'clock in the morning. 8 o'clock. So that's when she asked me to jump in. We got the morning sun. We were on the news. They had cameras. Mm-hmm. I mean, because when we were getting out, someone said, there's cameras on. I think that'd be the lion. Yeah, we got television like this, right? So, we went in the courtroom, and by this time, you know, the grapevine, everybody was there, all the other bikes were there. Here he comes straggling here looking like shit, you know, and sitting down here, and all the heavy bikes were trying to rip out some spit curls and put some lipstick and shit on. Yeah. It was intense. Cool. I remember what's her name? Pat Gilbert. I mean, Jesus Christ. She still wears suits and ties, and she tried to bring her into this lipstick with like half on half her face.
That's
great. But we had this what was her name? I don't know if she's still around. Taylor and Michael, one of those babes. My mother came, my mother was there. My mother was always cool. She was always cool. So, we went in the, what do you call it, chamber thing. We were standing up there. So, I guess the charge was disorderly conduct, I think that's all it was. Because they didn't find any weapons. No name, da 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 da. So, I just said something to my mother about, don't you know where your daughter is or where she was, or don't you keep track of something? I said, well, my daughter said she was going to a party, and I believe her, and I believe that's where she was. You know, like, she stayed at home. You know? So, then they said, okay, the case got out, whatever it is, adjourned to something, to some future date. And bail was $50. So my mother was, she said, I'm going. I had this instant in my school savings. She said, I'm going to take $50 and pay it back. You're going to pay for this yourself, yeah. So I said, okay. And we died. I couldn't just hang out with me. We went to America. I'm 40. Yeah. $10, right? That's from I can't remember. We went out the back door once somewhere. And people put handcuffs on us.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Dangerous criminals. Can I get the cream of the crop there? Shit. So
yeah.
Do that too, you know, try to get out there. So when you go to this place, okay, I hadn't thought about this in a long time. This is a door, and it's this big, thick door. Before you get in the actual place, and you give them all your wallet and all that essential stuff. And I mean, this is serious. You gotta give up all your personal possessions, and then they whip you down the hall and take your clothes and give you these uniforms. Fortunately, my mother came back, so I never got processed and all that shit. I don't know if it's ever that fingerprint or not. But my mother came and got me out. So, by the time I got home, I was shit-showing shades. It was God knows, and we were all on television, I was sitting there looking at myself. But a lot of, I mean, it was only $50. A lot of people stayed in there like a couple weeks, because they couldn't get $50. One woman, they got her for, what did they get her for? They said she cut the cab driver or something. Mm-hmm. Something else was more. Wait, we had to testify here. So, okay, our trial is coming up in a few weeks. So, the night before the trial, we went out and party, you know, all of us in bail. I wish you could take a picture. We had heels and stockings. Lipstick, powder, and paint. Come on, look at a rink. Jesus Christ. I mean, because if you were a stud person, I mean, you just don't have mannerisms and stuff. You know, so heels and stockings sitting like this. You know. Just no class, right? Jesus. So, but the only way we got out of that is that the two cab drivers were in jail. They were in jail for a while. Grand larceny or something. Mm-hmm. They had stolen some, so we didn't know what's coming out, so we didn't know.
What
are they talking about?
Were they just
fine
or something?
I don't know. I was a random guy.
Rich.
That was my kind of thing. That was funny. We were lucky. I did a lot of stuff in my younger days. I was very lucky. Just, you know, being in the wrong place with the wrong people and the wrong stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I used to. God. I had a long time. Down at the waterfront. You know, down at the front part? You ever been there? We used to get on there. They didn't have any lights. Yeah, if you went to the waterfront, you know you're gonna fuck by the foot race. Okay, I get me too late. Anyway, we went down there one night, me and three other people. We all had a $5 bag of smoke, right? Just sitting there, just in the police thing. Mm-hmm. Before I realized, I ain't missing the lights in the rear view mirror. When I turned, you know, they pulled up beside me because I was driving the flashlight. Okay, this is it. You know, forget everything. I'm going to jail for 20,000 years. But you know what they said? I heard the guy say that again. Oh, it's only a woman. Yeah, don't leave me. I didn't even know. I mean, even if the guy just unrolled the window, they could have got it, you know. Mm-hmm. But they just went on. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was lucky. That was lucky, I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. Now maybe who would stop these days since they heard about this. I mean, last of all, I wouldn't do that. I don't think this guy's going to do that. I'm going to jail. I'm going to do something, go to jail. Let out some bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's some kind of bullshit.
Mm-hmm. So you get together every year?
We used to, yeah. It was November 16th. She's made 100 tapes about her life in prison. She knows she can tell stories. God. You want your prison stories to look at her. Well, she was in there with those clothes and elbow. It's the clothes in the open up again. Look at this.
Did you ever, worry about it or think about it?
Is that it? Did I get missing? Thanks.
Mm-hmm.